Crossrail action in defense of victimized Union Rep. Rob Williams, NSSN National Chair. In response to a campaign by Unite to demand a second-tier productivity bonus for electricians on Crossrail in London, which included an unofficial walkout on the 25th of November, notorious blacklisters Lying O'Rourke/Crown House has issued the Unite Rep on the site a transfer to another job off the project. From the 5th of December, Terry Wilson was set to be off Crossrail, in a blatant attempt to intimidate workers, just as Unite starts a consultative ballot on the bonus payment and other demands. As a result of this victimization, on the 30th of November and the 1st of December electricians cabined up, and refused to start work. Then on the 2nd of December, they picketed the site. Following this, workers were issued with a letter from Lying O'Rourke, encouraging them back to work by threatening disciplinary action. Send home. But the electricians were back outside the site straight away, fighting to get Terry back. We overheard workers who had been meant to install the lifts saying they were being sent home, because the electricians weren't working. It is crucial that this dispute is won. And it can be, not just for the Tottenham Court Road site, but the whole campaign across Crossrail. A victory here would really build confidence that they could force Crossrail management to concede the bonus. Hardship fund for Tottenham Court Road electricians out in support of victimized shop steward Terry Wilson, account name, Unite London Construction /0555 branch, account number, 20,276,649. Sort code, 60,830. Unity Trust Bank tweets support to London Construction Branch /0555 our Unite 0555.